Rangers got Hickory in his stick. Talking baseball with Rangers manager Buck Showalter every Friday at 10:50. Brought to you by Discount Tire and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are getting underway for today with this advisory. The rant will be at Red Wing Shoes.
The greatness of Red Wing Shoes.
That is this Saturday from 10 until noon. Red Wing Shoes can be found at Central Expressway at Beltline in Richardson. They will have the opportunity for you to win ticket t-shirts, an Eduardo Nájera autographed basketball, a Bo Jackson autographed baseball, and Papa John's, the official pizza of the Cowboys, will provide free lunch. Come out anytime this weekend, get $20 off the regular price of boots and shoes, and six pair of socks for just $13.10. And please tell me, who among us cannot use more socks?
Hey, huh? Those Red Wing, I've got a pair of those Red Wing socks.
They're good, aren't they?
They are wonderful. And by the way, Red Wing, that makes the greatest motorcycle boots in the world. That is great. I've got two pair of them, and they're tremendous.
So go see the rant at Red Wing Shoes, Beltline and Central in Richardson this Saturday.
Or just go out there and get you some quality shoes and don't hang around for that nonsense that's the rant.
I agree.
All right, so what happened?
So a buddy of mine, huge Cowboy fan. He goes to every preseason, every regular season, every postseason, all the home games. Been doing it for years, too. Has a little bus that he and his buddies take. Tricked it out into a big Cowboy bus. You know, they have fun with it. Tailgate, do all that stuff. They're good fans.
That's good.
Yeah.
You ever get on that thing with them?
No, I've never been on it.
Being the Cowboy fan that you are?
I am a Cowboy fan, but I've never been on that bus.
Well, I got you down.
Thank you.
So why not?
Huh?
Why not?
Are you too good for their Cowboy bus?
No.
Then why don't you go with them sometime? Matter of fact, why don't you ask your buddy to invite me? I'd like to go with him.
Okay. All right. I'm sure he'd love to have the hammer on his
butt.
That's
the hammer.
Well, I'll go.
And get you some blue and silver nipple tassels and a couple of sparklers and get all that buzz. And it's just Cobra Gord.
I'm not like you. I'm not too good to get on a Cowboy bus and go with some fans. I'm not too good.
Psycho, if you go to the end of our numbers, you'll find a new drop that would be perfect for now.
We're allowed to keep our drops? I thought we had to delete them all.
No. This is what we'd be doing. This is what Reiner would be doing on the back of that Cowboy bus. On The Simpsons last night. So, he goes out during halftime of last night's game with one of his pals, and they have a beer out there. They're sitting in their little bus and hanging out and everything, and they decide, well, they got to pee.
I thought there was no in and out at Texas Stadium.
I guess there is. Oh, yeah, there is. I've been out in and out before.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
When's the last time you were at a game?
Well, I've never tried to leave once I came in.
Really? Yeah. Not to go get a beer or anything?
Well, usually getting a beer doesn't require leaving the stadium.
Beer. Yeah, they sell it there.
They're cheaper in the car than they are in there. Matter of fact, you can drink six of them in your car for the price of one inside Cowboy Land.
Okay.
So they decide it's time to relieve themselves.
Poop?
So they not poop.
Urinate.
Urinate.
Right. Pee.
They proceed to do that.
Whizzing all over the place.
Right, Norm.
When two bicycle cops pull up next to him and say, no. Don't think so.
Put it back in.
Cops get off their bikes, ask for their licenses, hand them their license. They say, you know how much this ticket is, don't you? To which my friend says, probably more than I want to pay. And my buddy's a lawyer. And the cop goes, well, public urination out here is a $500 ticket.
Cha-ching!
$500. For peeing.
Well, gotta keep that thing in your pants.
$500.
Well, that's a health hazard. You just can't.
No, it's not.
You can't be going along whizzing all over the place.
Whizzing all over the place.
Do you guys pee in your backyard?
No.
Grego?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Why?
I don't know, but I do.
Because it's there.
Right.
You have a bathroom 2 feet away.
Yeah.
And it saves a little bit of money that you don't have on water if you don't have to flush. Just go out in the yard.
Isn't that a health hazard?
Right in the... Not for me.
It's not?
It's my health. Yeah, right up there in the...
In the pool?
When I take the dogs...
No, I don't do that, but I will in the flower bed.
When I take the dogs outside, they pee, I pee.
That is weird.
I see nothing wrong with that.
It is weird.
It's nature. My yard.
It's nature.
I own that plot of land. Sort of. Not quite yet, but someday.
Does your wife know that?
She does now.
No, she knows. Because I kind of do it around the side of the house where you can't see if you open the back door.
Oh, dear.
And she'll be like...
Snake.
Oh, dear. I'll hear
the door open and I'll hear this, Corby... Oh, God.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry. You caught me urinating.
Oh. It shan't ever happen again.
Oh, dear. My urine is cloudy.
But he got out of the ticket.
Wow.
He got out of the ticket. He just wormed his way out of it. Started talking to the guy and... You know?
He talked him out of it,
talked him out of the $500 ticket. Yep.
Boy, those Irving cops keep a firm fin out there, don't they?
Boy, usually you don't get out of nothing in Irving.
Coming up next week, we'll tell the story of how Huey got arrested inside Texas Stadium and thrown in jail. But that's for another time, Mike.
In the Texas Stadium jail?
No, the Irving jail.
All right, we must prepare, we're told, for the Bill Parcells press conference. There are a number of sponsor-related issues we must get out of the way first.
We're being held hostage.
And when we return, we will take you to the aforementioned press conference on the ticket.